This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It has been long suspected, widely assumed, I think you might fairly say, that the Chinese government takes a keen interest in the inner workings of some of the biggest of American companies. Today, the Attorney General of the United States came right out and said so. A federal grand jury has indicted five members of the Chinese army for, and this is a quote from the Justice Department, targeting the U.S. private sector for commercial advantage. Cyber hacking is the crime, to be precise. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz is in Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
Interesting news, this. Lots of bits to take apart. The first one that hit me was that it's the Chinese army again that's being named in these indictments.
Right. Yeah. A little more than a year ago, we learned that a single unit of China's People's Liberation Army, also known here as the PLA, located actually down the street from here in Shanghai, had hacked into dozens of big U.S. companies, stealing reams of intellectual property and technology. But this news and the implications of all this were sort of cut short because right after this was discovered last year, a former NSA employee named Edward Snowden released what amounted to a nuclear bomb on the U.S. intelligence community, showing that the NSA was operating a massive spying operation.
Yeah, the Snowden bit we'll get to in a second. I do want to, though, ask you what we can learn from the companies that the PLA, according to the U.S. government, is targeting. Westinghouse, U.S. Steel, Alcoa,
right.
These are commodities producers. They're high-profile companies. What do you take from this?
Yeah, you know, according to the charges announced this morning, this grand jury in Pittsburgh accused five individuals with hacking into, like you said, a nuclear power plant, a solar company, among other targets. Now, it's important to understand that they were allegedly hacking into these companies 3 or 4 years ago. And at that time, China had just announced it was going to build dozens of nuclear power plants across the country. And of course, the U.S. has a lot of experience building nuclear power plants, so it could be reasonably assumed that China was cutting and copying plans from the U.S. for their nuclear power plants. At that same time, China was also becoming the world's largest solar panel manufacturer, and there was this anti-dumping complaint that was filed in the WTO from the U.S. against China. So it can also be assumed that China was probably looking to gain the upper hand in preparing for that particular case when it hacked into the U.S. solar company to find pricing information.
About Snowden and the NSA, safe to say that the U.S. is probably doing similar things over there?
Well, I think for years the U.S. has made the argument that the NSA doesn't snoop on individuals and companies to steal technology. It does so in order to protect the safety of the United States. And you can probably guess how this argument stands up here in China. The Chinese, of course, scoff at this rationale, but I think it's worth noting that China has stolen tons of data and technology from foreign companies, and these charges are just the tip of the iceberg.
Give me your sense, Rob, in the long-term economic picture. Is this a bump in the road, or is it a bigger deal?
Well, I do think it's a big problem, but I also think that the NSA revelations make it very difficult for the U.S. to hold the high ground on what is a very important international issue. That said, will this stop American companies from operating and making money in China? No. The companies who had been hacked last year were too scared to even complain about having their technology stolen by the Chinese because they were scared of upsetting one of their most important global markets. Unless U.S. companies start standing up for themselves and start publicly complaining about this, you know, I think the hacking is probably going to continue for quite a while.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Guy.